Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, this is something I was not aware of till I was informed about it from a mutual friend. It is the Mattress Recycling Council, and here to talk about it is their Director of Operations, Justine Fallon. Justine, good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Good. How are you? Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're good. It's good to have you. How are you making out during the pandemic? Everything good in the Fallon world?
Yes, everything's going fine here. I hope that you and your listeners are all doing well and during this difficult and unusual time we find ourselves in. And we're still recycling lots of mattresses.
Explain to us exactly what the mattress recycling program is.
Sure. The Mattress Recycling Council is a nonprofit organization formed by the mattress industry to operate recycling programs in states that have supporting legislation. So currently we run programs in California, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. Connecticut was actually the first state to pass legislation and implement a program on May 1st in 2015. So we've been at this for 5 years in the state, and we have recycled over 775,000 mattresses.
That many?
Yes, from residents and businesses.
Holy moly.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Justine, let me ask you. Okay, we have this thing, well, we used to in normal times, have a show on Sunday called The Tag Sale. And among the things that you could not offer for sale is bedding equipment, like mattresses and such. Now, you're not recycling that way. You're what, taking the key elements and separating those out? What happens?
So we have 140 collection points in the state. They're generally municipally run facilities like transfer stations, recycling centers. So residents bring their mattresses to those locations. We collect those mattresses, bring them to two recyclers in the state. One is a nonprofit that we work with in Bridgeport called Park City Green. And then we work with a solid waste facility in Willamette, Connecticut that has mattress recycling as part of their business. They deconstruct the mattresses manually. It takes the workers about 2 minutes to deconstruct a mattress.
Wow.
It's really hard work. They do a great job. And they separate all of the components from a mattress in a box spring. And then they prepare those individual components and sell them to manufacturers as raw materials to make new products. And generally, those new products are new bedding or new mattresses.
Why is this so important for the environment?
Well, it's, you know, there's a couple of reasons. There's a lot of benefits to mattress recycling and just generally, recycling
right.
in general. So we conserve natural resources because we're using, reusing those materials as raw materials for manufacturers. So they're not having
right.
to go out and get virgin materials to use in their
right.
products. So that's one way that we do it. Another way is that we reduce our reliance on landfills and incinerators. And we divert that material from the waste stream directly in Connecticut. So that's a local benefit that we have. We also, by not having residents have to pay for dropping off a mattress, we've eliminated
right.
that cost barrier for them. So we find less illegal dumping, which can beautify our neighborhoods and just provide clean neighborhoods and, you know, better places for us to live in Connecticut.
Justine, if I go and buy a new mattress, then some people will pick up my old mattress and take it. Do they get it then into the recycling stream?
Yes. Like I said, we work with businesses. We work with over 260 businesses in Connecticut.
Okay.
And a large portion of those are retailers. So we'll work with retailers by providing transportation of those mattresses that they take back from their customers when they're getting a new mattress. And those do come into our program.
Talking with Justine Fallon. She's the Director of Operations for the Mattress Recycling Council, a nonprofit in our state that does some great work. How has the pandemic affected your ability to recycle?
We haven't had hardly any impacts. Most of our facilities are open because they're considered essential services. They're generally at transfer stations or recycling centers. There have been a few that don't take bulky waste. We encourage people to go to our locator on our website, buybuymattress.com, and there you'll find all the locations where you can drop off and recycle your mattresses. We remind people to call ahead just to make sure that they are accepting them. I think with the state opening up, we're going to see that most of those start back up again shortly. But we do remind people, please don't leave a mattress outside of a closed collection facility or in any public space ever. Always just reach out to us through buybuymattress.com, and we're happy to help you find a no-cost, convenient location where you can bring your mattress for recycling.
Well, Joe has just got us kind of into this a little bit, and that's the whole idea of, you know, sanitation, so on and so forth, avoiding the virus, if at all possible. Mm-hmm. After you take it and strip all the material down, those guys in Willimantic and Bridgeport tear it apart, then is it sanitized and all that stuff?
It's not sanitized right in those recycling facilities, but when it goes into the next phase at the manufacturers, that's when they would do all
okay.
of those processes.
Okay.
Did you come up with the name website buybuymattress.com? Because if you did, you deserve a raise.
Yeah, really.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No,
we
like
have lots
that.
Of smart people that did. But yes, that's our how we brand ourselves to our consumers, so they remember us.
Tremendous. That's tremendous.
God, that's
I like
easy
that.
To remember.
Really, that's so. I like that. That's going to stick with me all day.
Great.
Have you noticed, are people going through mattresses as quickly as they used to? I mean, are you getting as many mattresses, say, as you did 5 years ago?
We've actually increased the number of mattresses we're getting because as more people have joined the program. So we're at about 180,000 mattresses a year. I think we still have some room to grow, but we feel like we're kind of at the amount that we think we're going to see annually or very close to it. We did a study where we looked at how old were mattresses that were coming into our facilities, and we averaged that it's about every 11 years that people are getting rid of their mattresses right now.
Okie dokie.
Every 11 years. Yeah, that makes sense. That sounds good. Any other message, Justine, you want to get out about your program and what people can do to help recycle mattresses and make it a better environment?
You know, I just want to thank the Connecticut residents. It's been great to work in this program for the past 5 years. They've done a great job finding us and recycling their mattresses. We've had a lot of participation from residents and businesses. But I think most importantly, I just really encourage them to check us out when they do have a mattress to recycle, to go to buybuymattress.com, to learn more about our program, what we're doing in Connecticut, and most importantly, where they can drop off a mattress easily, conveniently, and that's good for the planet.
All right. Justine, great to talk to you. Good luck. Yeah. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, same. Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Appreciate it, Justine Fallon.
Do you love
mattress
that as much as I do?
Huh?
I you do. Buy mattress.
Oh, my God, that's tremendous.
I do, too.
I mean, seriously, that's genius. That is genius to come up with that. Bye-bye mattress. That's why we would never have come up with it.
Oh, good Lord,
we would have been certipedic, mention every mattress.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.